We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's get to 15 minutes of Heat. So we have talked about Heat beating the Knicks all day today. Jimmy Butler did his thing. Mm-hmm. He showed out, and Dwayne Wade was in attendance. We talked about that. So here's Jimmy Butler post-game. It starts with Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel, and then you got to listen because at the end, it's about 3 minutes long or so. At the end, he's talking about Dwayne Wade being there and what that means.
Obviously, this game meant more than one just because of where the playoff race is and just has always sort of been scrappy, you guys and the Knicks, especially what happened last time they were here. How much more did this sort of feel play like a playoff race, and what was the intensity like out there? Clearly, we saw moments with you and Julius talking. Obviously, you and Tibbs have a history. What was the emotion of the night like?
Everybody's trying to win at this point in the season. Everybody's trying to move up. Every game matters as it has all year long. But right now, for us, more than anything, we kind of have to win to be where we want to be. But I like it like that, you know. Playoff game, every possession matters. Got to get back, take care of the basketball, all of that good stuff. We did that tonight on our home floor, and we're expected to do it home or away, though.
Jimmy, it seems since the All-Star break, or the last few weeks at least, you've been more aggressive from the start of games. Is that something teammates have, and coaches have gotten on you, or is that something you've kind of taken upon yourself to start stronger?
I mean, honestly, it's really winning time right now. And I know that I can get my guys involved still. Maybe I just got to, you know, attack earlier and make them guard me so they get open shots. That's kind of like the mentality right now. But I'm always playing to win. It's not about how many points I score. It's not about how many rebounds or assists I got. I just pride myself on playing basketball the right way, guarding, making sure that everybody's comfortable out there. And it just looks like I'm aggressive from jump, which I might be, but all of it goes to waste if we don't win. So tonight, it was a good thing.
Excuse me, Jimmy. How was Miami able to stop New York on the offensive glass after the first quarter? In that period, you guys allowed 5, but only 4 more the rest of the game.
It's a will to want to do it. Boxing out, hitting somebody first, and then going up and getting the ball with 2 hands. I think that's the most important thing. And then being aware, because they got some guys that are really, really, really good defenders that are always getting their hand in there and knocking the ball loose. I think once we realize that, settle down, put our hands on a ball, kick it ahead, get into the open floor, then we was all right.
Kyle's played all 12 minutes of the fourth quarter. He's been your sort of fourth quarter quarterback. What's it like to have him back, that he can play that long of a stretch, and to have his calming presence on the floor when the game means the most?
I mean, that's who Lo is, who he's always been. And it doesn't matter what role you ask him to play, whether it's starting and coming off the bench. He's going to play to win. He's going to play the right way. He's going to try to get everybody to basketball. He's going to be communicating at an extremely high level. And it's great that he's back and he's our quarterback, because he's going to make sure that we win games down the stretch. He's going to take and make big shots. He's going to get the ball to who needs to have the ball. And he is also a huge reason in why we won this game.
How much fun did you have doing this with Dwayne sitting courtside? I saw you kind of exchanging some words after.
There was a lot of people in here that I got a lot of love for. That guy being, you know, one of the biggest ones, so much respect for what he's done in his career, obviously what he's done for here. But he's constantly in my ear. and half the time it's not even about basketball. It's about family. We both got daughters. And we're just fortunate. I always want to make him proud. So, you know, I love him to death, and I'm glad he could see us get a dub.
This might be a chicken or the egg kind of thing, but is the shot making since the All-Star break from the rest of your teammates, is that making your life easier as far as you being aggressive?
I don't really know what the chicken before the egg means, but yeah, when they making shots, my job is extremely easy. I probably shot a couple bad ones tonight, but other than that, I get in there and I get layups. I get free throws. I hit a three or two tonight. But whenever they're making shots, it's like the paint is so wide open, and I'm living in my wheelhouse, as Bo would say. So as long as they're making shots, I get the easy job.
There you go. Jimmy Butler, hey. That video and audio courtesy of Bally Sports Sun. Thank you. Jimmy Butler postgame. I mean, he's just fun. I love rooting for him because he's like just genuine about everything, you know? Even when he's just talking about D-Wade. He's just like, yeah, that's my guy. I love him. Like, I don't know. I just love Jimmy Butler. Love Jimmy Butler. Wish he would have hit the over and rebounds last night. A whole nother story.
And he was a perfect guy to follow up the legend of Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally agree. That's what I thought about.
Last night watching the postgame and all, I thought about that too. Like, anybody that comes here as a superstar now is going to fail. But Jimmy's work ethic, the way he is, the little nasty edge he has, like, he fit right in. He is. And I'll say, I've been saying he's not a one and all this stuff. But the culture of the Heat, Jimmy encapsulates that with his heart. He was born to play for the Heat.
You couldn't chisel a more perfectly constituted Heat DNA guy than Jimmy Butler.
That's why I said, you know, just because they're having kind of an up-and-down season doesn't mean he's marching into Riley's office demanding a trade. He's going to see it through, gentlemen. He's going to see it through.
Well, I think he wants to win a championship too, though. I mean, that's part of his DNA, so it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, we read that Ask Ira column a couple of weeks ago. Wouldn't surprise you if he marched into Pat Riley's office and said, "What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Or you gotta get me out of here." One of the two.
For both of them. Because I think the team constructed as it is, there's no championship in the near future.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. Nova Southeastern is not going to tip off till 4:53, according to the CBS Sports Network.
Weather delay.
I would imagine there's a game before it. So okay.
Division II is making us wait for tip off.
Well, when you say making us wait, I'm changing the channel. You know, Kane's game. All right, I'm waiting. You know, I'm immediately on The Office. All right, I gave it a shot. I was there at 4:30. That's what they told me. I'm going to The Office.
Hey, I'm a big fan. Big fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.